following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. Hey, this is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Glad you're joining us. Lots of great info on the program for you today, coming from yours truly, Tony Nafar, certified financial planner, in the studio with me this morning, dispensing their vast resources and reserves of knowledge, are Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and of course Craig Montana running the studio for us. We are doing our contest again on this Monday for you, and that contest is to help you score a couple of places at our upcoming July Social Security event. This is a seminar about how things work. When should you take your Social Security? What happens with the death benefits in different ways? On and on and on and on. It's not as easy as you think. That's why we're going through this exercise. We have a great guest who's going to be our speaker. It'll be at the Cannery Kitchen on Wednesday, July 22nd. We will be serving lunch, and we will have
Elaine Simmons. Mm-hmm. She retired from the Social Security Administration after 35 years.
Mm-hmm. And she knows her stuff.
Yeah. I've been to many of her workshops over the years. Yeah. She works with Fidelity part-time now and travels around the country doing these workshops. And we were fortunate enough to get her lined up to be able to come out here to Central Texas.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, there is nothing to buy. Nobody's going to hit you over the head with anything. This is information thing. That's it. So we want you to be safe and secure. We are financial planners. Part of financial planning is Social Security.
Right.
Right.
It's a good income stream, and there's different ways that you can take it. And the thing is, on Social Security, once you decide which way you want to take it, you can't do it over anymore. You used to be able to, but they changed the rules. You can't. There's no do-overs anymore.
Yeah, so because we know how important this is, we had to bow and scrape to get Elaine coming in. So we want to give you the full advantage of her knowledge and expertise. We will have her on the program here that morning on July 22nd, but we want to give you the opportunity to come in and actually get her wisdom firsthand during the lunchtime workshop. So again, that's going to be Wednesday, July 22nd, but you got to earn your way onto that.
Got to have a reservation invitation to get in, because we only have so much space there. I mean, it's a big place, but we've got a lot of interest in it.
Yes, we do. So we are coming up with questions every Monday and Wednesday between now and then. We're going to cut that off about a couple days before the event. But we got a question for you. We're going to go to a break so you have time to think about it and call us here on the radio program. But what is the question? If you answer this correctly, you will score two places at this upcoming Social Security seminar.
Okay, it prompted from a couple I was working with last week, where he gave me a call because he's over 70 now, and he had to start taking his required minimum distribution from his IRAs. And his wife is a lot younger than him. I think she's approximately 59. And he was concerned about, and he's had some medical problems, concerned about who's going to take care of his wife after he passes away. And what kicked all that in was he got a notice, we found out at age 70, and he just had a birthday. So this year, he's got to start taking money out of his IRA, which is called a required minimum distribution. And that's what kind of prompted him to get together and now start working with them on different strategies and what those two can do. So the question's built into that.
Yes, it is, actually. So if you've been listening closely, or if you're just brainy like all of our listeners are, here is the question. At what age do you have to start taking the required minimum distribution from your IRA, 401k, that type of account, okay, the qualified money account, right? At what age do you have to start taking your required minimum distribution? And here is our number to call. Get on there right now, and we will go to the break and collect your wisdom and get your name and get you those passes to the Social Security seminar. And so, again, at what age is the required minimum distribution? When do you start having to take it? And here is our phone number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Get dialing now. Craig will pipe you through. 800-332-7879. Call us. I know you got the answer. We're waiting for you here on the Money Makeover Show.
For more than 55 years, the Brenham Clinic has been here for you and your family. And as the community has grown and changed, so has the Brenham Clinic. That's why they're not only home to a team of doctors whose specialties range from family and internal medicine to pediatrics and obstetrics, but the network of specialists at College Station Medical Center also offers appointments right here at home. Extended hours and same-day appointments are available. To schedule yours, visit BrenhamClinic.com.
Schleider Furniture in Brenham, home of Sealy Posturepedic, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic, is closing out nearly half of our 36 mattress styles. Savings up to 50% on floor models and discontinued models from the best brands in bedding. A rare chance to save big on America's most recommended mattress, Tempur-Pedic, with extra savings on power bed bases. It's the biggest sale of the year on famous Sealy Posturepedics as we bring in the new models. Hurry in for best selection as quantities are limited. Free delivery to 50 miles on purchases of $500. Schleider says the best selection of Brenham bedding anywhere with unbeatable prices. We will compete with anyone and will not be undersold on the best brands made right here in Brenham. Only at Schleider Furniture in Brenham. Schleider Furniture in Brenham, home of Sealy Posturepedic, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic, is closing out nearly half of our 36 mattress styles. Savings up to 50% on floor models and discontinued models from the best brands in bedding.
Kelly Green and White, Lion Cubs, named for a highly successful semi-pro baseball team in the area. Live Lion Cub mascots, all great traditions in Brenham, as has been osteopathic medicine. Osteopathic physicians are fully trained and licensed to practice all phases of medicine. Brenham's osteopathic family physician is Dr. Robert Stark. Healthcare for the whole family with a healing touch. Go green, go white. Dr. Robert Stark, D.O., 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
MIC Group, a master manufacturer with its two locations in Brenham, is a tier one supplier providing precision machining, electromechanical assemblies, and complete turnkey solutions to its customers worldwide. With global headquarters in Brenham and with international locations, MIC Group continues to be a leader in the manufacturing field. MIC Group is a proud supporter of Brenham High School athletics and supports local students' efforts to excel in all areas, whether in academics, sports, music, or drama. Along with their team members, MIC Group says, go team.
Are you ready to roll this season? Washington County Tractor in Brenham and WC Tractor in Bryan, Nowden, Soto, or Sealy are, and that's why they're offering 0% financing for up to 72 months or cash back on just about every New Holland tractor or hay equipment in stock. You usually have what you need in stock, and now is a perfect time to buy. Stop by Washington County Tractor in Brenham or WC Tractor in Bryan, Nowden, Soto, or Sealy today for New Holland smart and ready to help you get rolling.
Washington County Tractor.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. We didn't have a winner.
No, we had some phone callers, but
didn't have a winner yet. And again, our contest question for you to score a couple of free passes to our July 22nd Wednesday lunchtime discussion about Social Security with Social Security expert Elaine Simmons. You know, you got to answer the question, and we'll get you those two free passes to this lunchtime event right here in Brenham. And again, that question is, if you want to call us, we'll make Craig work here during the show. And that question is, at what age do you have to take your required minimum distribution from your IRA or even a 401k or 403b? Mm-hmm. But most of us end up taking them from an IRA that we've rolled our pension plan into, right, our 401k into. So at what age do you have to take your required minimum distribution from your IRA?
That's one of the biggest complaints we get from the people we work with is them having to take their IRA money, say, I don't want it, I don't need it. Because they've been collecting money and doing things from other accounts, and they're letting the IRA sit because you don't have to pay tax on any of the earnings in there. But once you turn 70, you got to start taking it. And so that's where we get the complaints all the time is people come up, so I don't want it. Well, you got to take it. If you don't, it's a 50% penalty.
Well, that is the thing about the required minimum distribution is typically what we find for most couples is they've already been in retirement for any number of years before they reach age 70 and a half. Mm-hmm. And so they're used to their income stream, and they're used to living on that income stream.
Exactly. So, again, we just gave you that answer if you were listening. Yeah. So here is our phone number. At what age do you have to start taking those required minimum distributions from your IRA? Our number, 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. 79. And Craig, do we have someone on the line? Okay, caller, how old do you have to be when you have to start taking those required minimum distributions from your IRA account?
I would say that'd be 70.
You got it.
Ta-da!
<That's> it.
Okay, great.
You
thank
Excellent.
You so much. And how did you know that? Are you already taking those?
I wasn't listening at first. That good at it, but okay. With the question, but that's what you got to take it, you know.
Okay, excellent.
All right.
Very
well,
good.
That's terrific. Well, I'm excited to be able to get you the two spots at our upcoming Social Security seminar here in Brenham. And hey, when is that going to be?
That's going to be Wednesday, July 22nd. But I'll tell you what you can do. We'll have Craig take your name and phone number off the air, and then you can come by our offices downtown Brenham, 105 East Main Street. It's two blocks down from the radio station in the old atrium building, and pick up your invitations there. But so Craig will get your name and phone number off the air if that's all right with you.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
All right.
Okay,
stay on hold, and Craig will be back to you in just a moment. All right. Thanks a lot. Take care. All right. So there's another one of our sharp listeners out there. And we've only got so many places for everybody to come and listen to this great, great seminar with Elaine Simmons. I mean, 35 years with the Social Security Administration. Man, she has seen it all. And now she spends her time going around the country. We're lucky to get her here in Brenham.
See, in our Houston office, we've used her quite a few times to help people design. I was talking with a guy in church yesterday that he came to the workshop that we had in Houston a couple months ago, and trying to get his information together because he doesn't know. He's 66, and how should I take it? He was worried that filling out the form here for Elaine to help work with him, that would lock into Social Security. I said, no. This isn't to Social Security. This is just explains what your options are on how to take it. Because once you take it, you can't change it.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion recently about the benefits of the different elections available to you through the Social Security Administration when it comes to taking your Social Security benefits. And I think one of the reasons this has become such a hot topic is because we've talked a lot in the past about the fact that there are not as many defined benefit pension plans anymore.
Yeah, that's the old style plan where the worker never puts any money in, only the employer puts money in. to that plan.
And then you have
And then you have a payout over the rest of your life.
A guaranteed income stream for the rest of your life for you or for you and your surviving spouse if you choose that election. And so the Social Security elections, that's one of the best joint and survivor annuities around.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, there are so many of us that don't know what we miss if we jump on it right away at 62 years of age and start taking it. I mean, you've just blown yourself up out of a huge increase in what you would be getting if you had even waited to 66, your full retirement age. You know, you could be cutting yourself out of at least a couple $100 a month, usually more than that. And even if you take it at 66 and not at age 70, which is your limit, you know, you could be missing out on $200, $300, $400 a month or more if you held out to age 70. So there's a lot going on with when you take your benefits. And it's not just, if you're married, it's not just number one spouse getting to those ages. It's what happens to the benefits for the spouse.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things is normally when we talk about Social Security, we get Social Security questions that you're always thinking about, well, I want to get my Social Security. But the thing you don't think about is the fact that it is a joint and survivor annuity, and the election that you make is going to affect your surviving spouse. And so you can't just think of yourself only. You have to think about what's good for you and what's good for your spouse.
And don't not go all the way, by the way, as far as you can, depending on your budget and your financial needs. Don't go all the way to age 66 or age 70 before you start collecting, you know, and worry about, well, gee, you know, if we're not getting along too well right now, and this has happened with some clients I've had, they ended up having a divorce, all right? And, you know, the older spouse was saying, well, I don't know, you know, it may not be worth it. I just don't want to do it and have her get it, blah, blah, blah. You know, we may get a divorce and, you know, then I'll take it. Well, friend, they'll get their share anyway later on.
The divorce does not affect Social Security benefits.
That's right. Now, you'll never know. Social Security isn't going to tell you if your ex-spouse is collecting.
And it doesn't affect your
benefits either. And it doesn't impact a future spouse, by the way. So.
And there's one more scenario that is very common out here, and I ran into it last Wednesday night where I was at the Chamber of Washington County Chamber of Commerce after hours networking thing at Scott and White Hospital, and I was talking to a young lady there. She was thinking about retiring, but what happens, her husband was retired under, I think it was the state retirement system or the teacher's retirement system.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, how does that affect your Social Security? And it does. It really does on the family level. So there's lots of different ins and outs of how you can take and not take or get your Social Security benefits. So definitely, this is a good opportunity to come learn about that.
Well, and then a whole other bunch of stuff is the surviving spouse benefits, widows and widowers stuff. I mean, it's not easy, and that's why we're so thrilled to have Elaine Simmons coming on Wednesday, July 22nd. She's going to be here on the program. Mark your calendar for that, for our Wednesday morning edition from 9 to 10, roughly in the morning, here on the radio station. But also, again, we're going to have that workshop at the Cannery Kitchen. And by the way, we're pleased to do it there because they do such wonderful work, and we're glad to be supportive of their efforts as well.
Yeah, that kind of comes back to the question of, we're talking a little bit about Social Security, but the magic number that affects most things that when you're looking at upside, downside, is the age 66, which is the average or normal retirement age. I'm sorry, full
retirement age currently is age 66.
Age 66, and that is kind of the key point of all these different scenarios. So average age, 66, to get your retirement benefits. Which, mm-hmm. If we got a couple minutes, I want to go over the story that I had working with a couple. Because his questions were IRA questions. He had a big IRA, and what prompted that, he was 70 years old and had to start taking his required minimum distributions. His wife is 59, so she doesn't have to take them for a long time. Mm-hmm. She's still working full time. He's retired. And so what do you do? And he doesn't like the roller coaster ride in the stock market.
Okay.
So a couple things we did for his IRA, which is a good-sized one. We looked at a variable annuity with a it's kind of an indexed variable annuity with a buffer on the bottom, meaning if he goes down more than 20%, if he goes down 19%, doesn't lose anything. Goes down 21%, he loses 1%. But it's capped on the upside, meaning he probably can't go up more than 20%. And then if the market does do better than that over a certain period, then the insurance company just keeps that. But still, you got a good upside. But the point there is his assets aren't going to be volatile. They're going to be pretty stable.
So well, he's got their protection on the bottom.
Yeah, their volatility is going to be limited.
Yeah, limited. And that's kind of the biggest thing at his age because he didn't want to have to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had another part of his IRA we're going to put into a managed account with investment institutional investment managers that are designed. They're called like downside risk aware, meaning they manage it also so it isn't volatile, mm-hmm. but there's no protection on the downside, but then also there's no limit on the upside either.
Yep.
And that's always the trade-off, risk and reward. How much risk, how much reward.
But if you've got enough protection on the downside and you've got some running room at the top
mm-hmm.
to where you can actually get some good gains and capture those
right.
in that account. And part of one of these things, too, that I like is that there is not a long-term contract.
That's right.
To this.
It's,
there is not a long-term contract. So many people are turned off by the word annuity because that means that generally mm-hmm. you've got to hang in there for 3 years, 5 years, sometimes longer, 7 years, whatever it is, and you have a significant withdrawal, early withdrawal penalty on some of these things. And in this particular thing you're talking about, that is not so.
That is correct. So here's a combo, and then we'll have some of it just in individual stocks, cash, something that he's probably going to spend some on.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you can still have cash money sitting aside, right? We all need to have
right.
that.
So that's, and
yeah.
So in that one account, he'll mm-hmm. have all three of those items there, protecting his downside. Half of it will be downside protected, and half of it won't be, but it will be managed to limit the volatility. And so that's,
and then he's got a big chunk of cash money, too.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's how, when you do financial mm-hmm. planning, it's not one product for all of it. You don't put all your things in one basket. You can use a combination of things depending upon what you want. This gentleman didn't want all that the volatility there. His wife, she doesn't care. She doesn't mind that at all, so she can do something different.
Well, she's got another 10, 11 years
yes,
to go.
Yes, that's
before.
Right. And she's
so
still
she's
working full
about
time.
It, right? So and she's still putting money in her 401k or
yep.
whatever is going on at work, right? So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you have to look at when you talk to your neighbors. I had this happen yesterday. I was out in the backyard, a neighbor.
Yeah, mowing grass?
No, I wasn't. I was really
this
shooting.
Wasn't the donut hour, right?
I was shooting deer
right?
with my paintball gun. he was talking, he got a statement. His wife's mother had died last week, and they were looking at her statement, and they couldn't read what it was.
One of her accounts?
One of her accounts. It had. Mm-hmm. It was one of the large brokerage houses, and he saw the word annuity. And is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, I don't have enough time to explain that to you while I'm standing on the back fence here. And then I said, just get the account and I'll decipher it for you. You know, just show us what it is, because they didn't know what it was. She had lots of things on her account statement, but didn't know what they were. And that's why we offer that free review.
I was just going to say, that sounds like the free review
that's
to me,
right.
even though it was across the backyard fence
that's
in this
right.
case, right? We still offer the free review, by the way, and we do mean what we say. It is a free review. And, you know, you're welcome to come by the office. Give us a call, set up a time, and, you know, talk to Sharon in the office and say, look, it's time. I want to come in, or my spouse and I, or maybe a parent, a loved one, anyone that you are working with or on their behalf, and they're coming with you, all of that stuff. Doesn't matter. Free review. Here is our office phone number. It's 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. I'm going to give that number out after we come back from this break again. But just so you have it, and get on there and make that time to come in. All right?
Sounds good. We'll have another question after the break. How's that?
Yeah, we're going to do another contest question to get your passes to come to the July 22nd lunchtime learning event about Social Security. So stay with us. The Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team. We'll be right back.
What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones in this loneliness.
Let's say you suddenly need to see a doctor. Maybe you're feeling under the weather, or you have a bug that you can't seem to shake. Or worse, maybe your child has come down with something. Point is, you know you need to see a doctor. But how do you go about choosing the primary care doctor that's right for you? You'll want a clinic that's nearby, and it'll have to accept your insurance plan. Well, look no farther than Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics. With numerous locations throughout the area, you'll find them everywhere you are. You'll also find something that other clinics don't have, the Baylor Scott & White Health name. That means each clinic is part of a large network of physicians, specialists, and advanced technology. We even make it possible for you to manage your care with our online patient portal. Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics have multiple locations, many with extended hours to fit your needs. And we accept most insurance plans. So when you need medical care, choose Baylor Scott & White Health. Visit bswdocs.com to find the location nearest you.
Golden Years Home Care is the company to call for experts in health care for seniors living at home. If you need wound care, injections or IV therapy, chronic disease management, light housekeeping, or meal preparation, call Golden Years Home Care. Golden Years Home Care has built a reputation for being a reliable, expert provider of home health services. Call them today at 979-251-7705. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and the surrounding counties.
Guadalajara Mexican Food Restaurant in Brenham invites you to stop in for the delicious lunch buffet served Sunday through Friday from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Plus, the Friday and Saturday night buffet features fried and grilled shrimp, along with fajitas, enchiladas, and more from 5 till 10 p.m. You can also reserve Guadalajara's back room for your private party. When you feel the need for some great Mexican food, head to Guadalajara Restaurant at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
KWHI 1280 has the cure for your summer sequelitis. What is summer sequelitis? Summer sequelitis, the continuous rehashing of the same movie ideas year after year. The cure, a fun summer vacation. KWHI is sending your family to Six Flags Fiesta Texas in San Antonio, Horseshoe Junction in Brenham, Houston Museum of Natural Science, and Splashway Water Park in Sheridan. To cure your summer sequelitis, all you have to do is star in a KWHI 1280 movie game. Just be caller 6 at 836-9937 when you hear the call of the director.
Lights, camera, roll film, and action.
You'll get to spin the wagon wheel of Hunger Games, the spins continue, and star in your own movie game. We'll also be giving away grand prize weekends with overnight stays at T-Bar M Resort New Braunfels and Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites on Galveston Island. Your summer sequelitis cure is brought to you by
Smile Keepers, JB Waterwells, Horseshoe Junction, Krennic Tractor Repair, and South Texas Tap, all in Brenham.
KWHI 1280, curing your summer sequelitis.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neo Financial Group. By the way, we got an office in Central Texas, downtown Brenham, on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. Also another office about a mile and a half from the Houston Galleria. And we are licensed as advisors in 17 states altogether. So we got you covered, and glad to have you either call us or send us an email. By the way, we have a great website you can get on to and shoot us an email with your question, your comment, your concern, whatever. If you want to set up the time for the free review, get on our website, which is, Jamie?
MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. And a lot of great information there. Make sure you go by the website.
Yep. By the way, that's Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, in the studio with me this morning. Tony Navarre here, Certified Financial Planner. Craig Montana, getting your calls and questions to us. And by the way, the market's up pretty big this morning. Mostly because everybody's looking at supposedly the Greeks and saying, wow, you know, they're finally going to come to the table with some sort of a way to get out of their financial chaos over there. Interesting that, you know, we keep having these surges of, oh, wow, they're finally going to do something. And then, oh, they didn't do anything. Oh, boy, they're going to do something. Oh, no, they didn't do anything. So, yeah.
And it seems to be an annual summer topic.
Yeah. And, you know, if there's any rumblings like right now, they're looking at maybe paring back some of their lifetime pension benefits, which are part of what's killing their country financially, really. They went way too high on those pension benefits.
Socialist company or country.
Yeah, they're socialists. And I think they overestimated what they could get away with there as far as, you know, supporting people on this pension. And I think they're going to look at some hard choices there. And then we're going to have the rioting in the streets again.
Well, business, I was reading an article, I don't remember where, but last week, where the youth, I think it's like 30 years and under or 25 and under, in Greece, 40% unemployment.
Yeah.
40%. And so the theme of that story was they don't care if Greece doesn't pay its debt. They have nothing to lose now anyway. They want something different. They got they want something different. Because if you're unemployed, what difference does it make on economic reforms? You want a job. So 40% of the young people in Greece are unemployed, and that's where a lot of the problems are coming from.
Yeah, it's a hard thing. So every time we think that things aren't going every which way that we want them to go here, sometimes you just have to look across the waters and look over there. By the way, speaking of things, like I said, the markets are up this morning. Oil has been just kind of hovering
right
around $60.
Yep, right around 60
a barrel. So we've come up almost $20 a barrel, what, in 3 months?
Yes.
Something like that. So, again, not everything's easy.
And you know how that impacts us? We'll buy the numbers here. If the USA was a member of OPEC, its daily crude oil production of 9.6 million barrels a day, this is as of June 5th, would rank number 2 behind Saudi Arabia's production of 9.7 million barrels a day. So USA would be the second largest oil producer in OPEC if it was a member of that. That's what's kept some of the price down. But now it's starting to creep back up again.
There are articles over the weekend talking about the fact that it looks like the number of rigs, drilling rigs, the number is going to probably bottomed out, and the expectation now is that the number of drilling rigs is going to start inching its way back up again because it looks like supply
is there, and at $60 a barrel, it's economical.
Well, even for the frackers, you know, even for the land-based fracking and all that, it's supposed to be so much more expensive. How do you get much more expensive than people with rigs out in the Gulf?
Yeah.
I mean, that's expensive. The whole deal is expensive. But, you know, for those of us in Texas, whether it's the Eagle Ford or you're up north farther in the Delaware Basin or even around here in the Austin Chalk areas and formations like that, you know, the fracking operations on land, at least in Texas and parts of New Mexico and Oklahoma and maybe even over in Louisiana, they've got their act together. I mean, they have kept their costs down. They've gotten very lean and mean, you know. So I think that bodes well if we can just keep things going there. All right, so let's go back a little bit. And talk again about the required minimum distribution, because we want to have another opportunity for everybody coming up here to score another couple of passes to our July 22nd Social Security seminar going on here in Brenham with 35-year expert in Social Security,
Elaine Simmons.
There we go.
See,
so,
I guess the three main numbers you have to think of on Social Security is age 62, 66, and 70. Those three numbers are probably the three main numbers that most people deal with, and that's when the confusion starts because you start messing up which number means what. 62 is the earliest you can start drawing your Social Security. 66 is the
current.
Currently.
The current full retirement age for Social Security benefits.
Mm-hmm. And then 70 is the age where you have to start taking your Social Security, what's called the required minimum distributions.
Yeah. And again, that's money you're forced by threat of tax penalty. You're forced by the IRS to start taking those required minimum distributions or withdrawals from your IRA. Or if some of you still have a 401k sitting somewhere, shame on you, by the way, if you do, yep. At 70.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the interesting things. At least they made it simple. Mm-hmm. Required minimum distributions from a traditional IRA start at age 70 and a half, and you have to start taking your Social Security benefits at age 70. So age 70 is an important age when it comes to getting distributions, whether it's from your traditional IRA or whether it's getting your Social Security benefits. Age 70 is an important age.
Yeah. Well, it really is. And, of course, the penalties, like tax penalties on everything else, this is in addition to whatever your income tax would normally be. We're talking about tax penalties. So if you mess up and you don't take enough or take anything at age 70 and a half from your IRA, mm-hmm. you get whacked on the money you should have taken out with an IRS additional tax penalty on that money. And that is how much?
50%.
Yeah.
50%.
Ow.
So
ow.
You might as well take it. You're just throwing money away if you don't.
Yeah, even if you don't want it, even if you don't want to have it and all that. I mean, it's Uncle Sam's way of saying, okay, we let this money ride, tax deferred for all of your saving life. And now you got to pay us.
There's so much conversation because 62 is a number. I have a couple clients that they started taking their Social Security at 62 because it fit what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that was fine. There's nothing wrong with that one. But most people, 66 is currently the full retirement age. Mm-hmm. And that's what all these other benefits are based off of. Do I take it, not take it? Well, it's a percentage increase on 66. Or if you take it at 65, then it's a less of an amount than if you wait to 66. So 66 is kind of the magic number on that one.
But right. Well, and that gap between 66 and 70 is huge. I mean, as far as, I mean, how much do you make percentage-wise on your Social Security?
If you have a large CD at the bank, and they'll pay you 8% a year for every year you leave it
there.
Where
do I get it?
Yeah, 8% a year, guaranteed, for every year that you leave it there. Think of that, your Social Security benefit that way. So a lot of people, especially out here and nowadays, keep working after age 66. They don't need to... They're healthy, they enjoy it, so why take your Social Security benefit when you can let that asset grow at 8% a year?
And after age 66, which is normal for retirement age currently, you can earn as much as you want without having any benefits reduced. And so no reason if you want to work to cut back on the number of hours that you're going to work because you're afraid you're going to lose benefits. That's not the case. At age 66, there's no penalty for... amount of money that you earn.
See, and also in that regard, we're talking about income coming out. Jamie, you got a thing that's designed to produce income.
Yeah. You know, in all the research that's done, one of the biggest fears for retirees is running out of money. In other words, living too long. Mm. And there are ways to try and create an income stream besides Social Security benefits, which is a really good income stream for you. And the big question is, since we've been talking about required minimum distributions, is there a way of having a traditional IRA and not having required minimum distributions?
That sounds interesting.
And the answer to that is yes, Congress has, in July 2014, designed a way for you to have an investment where you do not have to take required minimum distributions at age 70 and a half from a traditional IRA. That's the only way that I know of doing that.
That's really new. That's just a year ago.
July of 2014, Congress passed a law that gave you the capability. Now, there's a limit of the amount of money that you can have invested in this particular type of investment, but you can be exempt from taking money at age 70 and a half with the required minimum distributions if you choose to put some money here, and it has to do with creating income for you. And so we're coming up on a break. When we come back from the break, I'll talk about how you can set money aside that guarantees an income stream to you in the future without having to worry about required minimum distributions from that traditional IRA. There is a way to do it.
Okay, so Jamie's going to talk about that when we come back from this break. In the meantime, you need to be talking to us. I'm going to give you the question. Again, this is for a pass for two people to come to our lunch seminar on Wednesday, July 22nd, all about Social Security. It's going to be here in Brenham at the Cannery Kitchen. And here is the question. We just talked about it a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. All right? So here is the question. How much is the extra tax penalty from the IRS on the money that you did not take out for your required minimum distribution from your IRA? If you messed up and either didn't take enough or you didn't take any.
Or you forgot to take
or
it.
Or you forgot or something. Okay, what is the tax penalty on the amount that you should have taken? And the IRS is going to expect that to come from you, by the way. The amount plus this extra tax penalty from the IRS, right? So how much is that percentage-wise? How much is that tax penalty? Here is our number. I know you know the answer. Get on the phone now, and Craig will pop you in here to us. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. How much is that IRS tax penalty on the money you should have taken for your required minimum distribution? 800-332-7879. Get those fingers dialing. The Money Makeover Show is waiting for you to call right now.
Ooh, I made it to the grapevine. And I'm just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, yeah.
Choose excellence. Choose a Krone rear-mounted disc mower from Krennic Tractor Repair in Brenham. Krone Easy Cut 3-point disc mowers demonstrate excellence with strong single-piece cutter bar with large spur gears for slower running and less noise, heat, and wear. Their direct drive via a drive shaft means no belts to adjust or replace, and no inner shoe or outer end curtain support allows for the crop to flow smoothly. For an easygoing mowing season, get a Krone today at Krennic Tractor Repair, 3500 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Krone parts available in stock.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG also provides project management services nationally for hotel renovations. In Brenham, they serve as construction managers on the renovation of the Simon Theater and other historical landmarks in Washington County. RWG Construction Management is at 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call them at 979-836-7176. That again is 979-836-7176.
Cold Course Petroleum is currently delivering to agricultural and commercial accounts in the immediate Brenham area and between Brenham and Navasota. They can take care of your gasoline, diesel, oil, grease, cutting fluid, hydraulic fluid, and coolant needs with great service and low prices. Cold Course Petroleum has been serving much of the Brazos Valley for almost 50 years. Call 1-800-548-6671 to place your order today. That's 1-800-548-6671 for Cold Course Petroleum, or visit them online at ColdCourse.com.
Since 1936, we've seen many changes in Texas. Back then, a car cost about $700. Eyeglasses cost under $4. But some things haven't changed. You probably had your eyes examined by a Texas State Optical doctor. For 75 years, the doctors of TSO have delivered quality eye care to more Texas families than any other provider. We've cared for generations of Texans, as well as we will care for your family. The doctors of TSO. Celebrating 75 years of caring for the eyes of Texas.
TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham.
Hi, this is Kate with Woodson Lumber. Are you looking for the perfect tools to help you complete your home or garden project? Then look no further than Woodson Lumber for a full selection of Irwin tools and blades. We carry all the bits, blades, chisels, and more to help you get your project done right the first time. Whether you're on the job site or updating your home, our knowledgeable staff at your local Woodson store will help you select the right Irwin tools for the job. Because for over 100 years, your dream starts here in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Woodson!
What's your dream vacation? Basking in the sun on a beautiful beach with a cool drink in your hand, complete with a little paper umbrella? Or maybe your idea of the ideal vacation is flying down the mountainside on a pair of skis with the fresh air in your lungs and the scent of evergreens in your nose. Or maybe a cruise is more your style. Whatever your dream getaway, Brenham Travel can make it happen. Call today and let them put together a package just for you. Brenham Travel Service, 522 Highway 290 West. Call 830-1666 and let Brenham Travel Service help you see the world.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
There we go. Back with more of the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover Team at Neil Financial Group. Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner, here in the studio this morning at your service, as well as Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant, and, of course, Craig Montana running the studio. And we didn't have a correct answer.
Nope, not during the break.
Not during the break here.
You can call live. That'd be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Question is, what's the amount of the tax penalty? It is a percentage number. How much is the tax penalty on money that you did not take and should have from your IRA for required minimum distribution? So those of you who are over 70 and a half years old, you know what that penalty will be, because that's scary. It's a very high penalty on a number that you should have taken out, right? So you can still call us. We will stop and get your answer here if you want to. And that number again is 800-332-7879. You got a few minutes here. Score those two passes to our Social Security seminar. 800-332-7879. All right, we're going to go back to Jamie talking about this other way of saving money, having a little safer money without some of the ins and outs that we've been talking about. Jamie, go ahead.
Well, one of the big objections to the traditional IRA, Doug, you had mentioned earlier in the show, we get lots of complaints from people who reach age 70 and a half, and they have to start taking their required minimum distributions because they say, well, I don't need it. Well, is there a way to be exempt from taking required minimum distributions from a traditional IRA? And as of July 2014, there is a way not to have to take required minimum distributions from a traditional IRA. Now, the dollar amount is limited, but in July 2014, the IRS approved the use of qualified longevity annuity contracts and qualified plans and IRAs, but the limit is $120,000 or 25% of your account balance, whichever is less. So it's $120,000 or 25% of your account balance, whichever is less, you can use to purchase a longevity annuity, and that dollar amount will be exempt from required minimum distributions. Starting at age 70 and a half, you do not have to take required minimum distributions. The reason for that is a qualified longevity annuity contract means that you're going to take a certain dollar amount and purchase income sometime in the future.
For like a paycheck later on?
Yeah, and so it guarantees an income stream to you for a lifetime starting at a certain age. And so let's take age 70. If you took $100,000 and you purchased a longevity annuity contract starting at age 85, what that means is that $100,000 would provide an income stream for you starting at age 85, not age 70. Now, what's important about that in an IRA is normally at age 70, you'd have to start taking distributions from that $100,000. Well, with the longevity annuity contract inside of an IRA, you would not have to do that. Now, the advantage to that is that same $100,000 would not create the same income stream at age 85 as if you purchased it at age 70. And here's the example. The example of this is if you purchased an immediate annuity at age 85, the income stream for a lifetime would be $1,067 a month. This is just an illustration.
Okay.
So if I had $100,000 and I purchased an immediate annuity to get a lifetime income, it would pay me $1,067. Well, that same $100,000, if I put it into that qualified longevity annuity contract at age 70, would provide at age 85 $3,337 a month.
Wow, that's huge.
That's a huge difference. That's three times the amount of income per month.
And that's inside your IRA.
Inside your IRA. So you do not have to take required minimum distributions at age 70. And what that does is guarantee you an income stream for life starting at whatever age you choose to get it for. It
doesn't have to be 85.
It doesn't have to be 85. It could be 10 years, 5 years later.
So is this a government contract?
It is not. It's issued by an insurance company. And so what it does is you're transferring some of your longevity risk to the insurance company. Because if you take that $100,000, the concern is I don't want to outlive my income.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that $100,000, you can take it. It could be any number, whatever it happens mm-hmm. to be. Mm-hmm. But the idea being that we talked about earlier that there are fewer and fewer defined benefit contracts out there. Well, where else besides Social Security can you get a guaranteed income stream for life? Well, you can defer income this way, and you get better rates of return than you can typically get currently by deferring that income to a later date. There are reasons for that, but basically what you're trying to do is make sure that you don't run out of money during your lifetime. And so what you could do is you could ladder these contracts. Like for every 5 years, purchase a deferred income annuity like this.
So you get a new check.
A new income stream starting every 5 years. And it's a cheaper way of guaranteeing income to yourself rather than putting, you know, you lock it up in a deferred annuity. You never know, how, you know, there are all those surrender penalties involved
mm-hmm.
and so forth. And so longevity annuities have been around for quite a while, but they're getting popularity now because some additional features have been added, but also the IRS and the government are, you know, they don't want to have to pay you income. They were concerned about that. And mm-hmm. so they're giving you the ability to put money into these deferred income yeah. annuities without having to take required minimum distributions after age 70 and a half.
They don't want you on welfare.
They don't want you on welfare.
Make it good for you to put money away to make sure you got
Absolutely.
Income coming in that they don't have to.
That's
Plus,
the idea.
They'll probably get the tax, I bet.
They'll probably get something there.
They'll get a little right? something, but that's okay.
The carrot and the stick. Yeah. Meanwhile, we have our own carrot here, which is we still have our unanswered question about what the tax penalty is. What is the percentage, the tax penalty on money you should have taken for your required distribution?
Yeah, see, the IRS is going to allow you as of July 2014 to avoid that 50% penalty.
Oh, so it's an important thing. So I'm going to give you the chance to look that one up because we're going to ask that question again on Wednesday's program. So you can get a couple of passes to our Social Security seminar. All right, that's it for today.
See you back here Wednesday.
Yep.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com.